Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
All right, Nander, so just taking a look back at, honestly, the largest story of 2024, the Buffalo Diocese decision to close a massive amount of churches really had an extraordinary impact on not only the Catholics here, but people who grew up in the area. From your end, how did this play out for you, and what type of impact does it have in the long term?
Yeah, it was definitely one of the largest stories of the year within the Catholic community, and to your point, Buffalo as well. I think from our perspective, and a lot of Catholics' perspective, it came as a shock. I don't think you will meet a Catholic or anyone within any religious denomination that would say that, numbers within the faithful community aren't dwindling across the board. However, to have such massive cuts across the board within the Catholic faith, closing so many churches, especially ones that have been icons of neighborhoods and communities for years now, and to have those disappear is a shock for many. And it's also just it's hard for many as well, because it's been a consistent point in their lives that's now gone. And for me, myself personally, it's a little bit aggravating because of not just losing iconic places of worship, but also the way that it was handled, the timing that it's been handled in. You look at the fact that the closures were announced before summer break, when everyone was going away for the summer. Kids are off of school. And then now, all the decrees that are coming out are really coming out during the holiday seasons of Thanksgiving and Christmas, which most people are trying to enjoy their times with their families. But now many of us are coming together to address the decrees and put together appeals to go against those decrees and keep our places of worship from being closed.
How would you remember this situation? Do you recount it as being a complete and utter failure by the diocese, or is it just more of a heartbreaking situation?
I think it's a combination of both. Again, I think it's heartbreaking as a parishioner because of how the faith is perceived right now, and the impact that it's having on the community itself. Many people are turning their backs to those. I say, our faith is more than just the diocese downtown. Your faith is your relationship with God. And just because you don't agree with the men and women that are making these decisions downtown, doesn't mean that you have to walk away. And the other part is it was done in a way that, again, seemed deaf to the communities. They will sit there and tell you that, information and data and input was taken in, but in reality, I don't believe that. I have a hard time believing it. Personally, my trust with leadership has been shaken throughout this entire process, and I will do whatever it takes to fight them to ensure that we have a strong, what I believe to be a strong and faith community here within Western New York.
All right, and then just one final question for you. Is there anything else about this maybe you want the people to know, or just maybe something I didn't ask about?
I guess, just wrapping it up with regards to all the people. I know there's a lot of people that this was the last straw, and they decided that they felt they wanted to walk away from Catholicism and find worship elsewhere. And I understand that reasoning, because we felt betrayed, lied to. We're being told one thing, another thing is happening, or last minute changes are happening that catch us off guard. And I understand the feelings of frustration and anger that produces. But at the end of the day, I would ask them to turn around and realize, again, like I said before, your faith is more than the diocese and the decision leaders downtown. Your faith is your relationship with God. And as long as you have that, you have something that's worth fighting for. And I think our Catholic Church and faith is worth fighting for. And if we don't fight for it, then who will?